This week, Republican lawmakers are pushing forward versions of a federal tax system overhaul. The Senate Tax Writing Committee is hammering out the details of its plan today, and the House may vote on a similar plan as soon as Thursday. Both would cut corporate and income taxes. They would also change the estate tax, or death tax, that is, the tax that's applied to inheritances of more than $5.5 million. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And first of all, how is the estate tax addressed in the House and Senate tax plans?
Right. There are two plans here, the House tax plan and the Senate tax plan. Both of them would cut the estate tax, but the House plan would go the furthest. It would actually end the estate tax within a decade. And the way that the tax works is important, as you alluded to. The estate tax is sometimes called, as you said, the death tax, but it doesn't really tax death. There are almost 3 million people in the U.S. who die each year, and 99.9% of them do not have an estate that is large enough to be taxed under current law. Only if you die with an estate worth more than $5.5 million for one individual or $11 million for two are you subject to this tax. And even then, it's a marginal tax. So if I die with an estate worth $5.6 million, only that $100,000 over the limit is taxed, which means my estate tax is, you know, like 3%. So I think it's important to understand that this is a tax on large estates, not a punishment for death.
And you write that the estate tax is kind of a microcosm of the larger economic debate going on in the U.S.
Absolutely. The estate tax is a Rorschach test. I think to its opponents, it is the ultimate punishment of success. It's an affront to the legacy that every individual wants to leave for his family or her children. But there are a lot of supporters who say, look, the United States has several virtues, like equality of opportunity, like the idea that inherited wealth should not be the predominant determinant of success in America. And so to them, the estate tax is a very important way for the U.S. tax system to value merit over privilege. But this is a debate that has absolutely split conservatives and liberals. You tend to find extreme varieties of these arguments on either side.
Well, why has it been so controversial? Because this tax has been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's been around for more than a century. It's been around for as long as there's been a federal income tax, since 1916. And for a long time, it was debated and tweaked and so forth, but it was broadly accepted. It has collected about 1% of federal revenue since the 1960s, so it's totally thermostatic. But starting about 20 years ago, in the 1990s and 2000s, Republicans really started to make it a centerpiece of their economic platform. They really ramped up on the nicknaming of the estate tax as the death tax, which sounds much more scary. And a lot of conservative and free market institutions started producing reports that that claimed to show that it hurt entrepreneurship, that it was unfair to earn success. And so in the last essentially 17 years since the turn of the century, you really have had a consistent effort on the Republican side to make sure that every single tax law that they put forward either dramatically cuts or eliminates this estate tax.
We also hear a lot about farmers from the people who want to get rid of the estate tax. The National Economic Council director, Gary Cohn, spoke with CNBC's John Harwood about cutting the estate tax, and he said that would benefit farmers and small business owners who purposefully limit their growth to avoid the tax. And he framed the estate tax as a punishment for success. Here he is.
We do not believe that death should be a taxable event. It's not about stimulating the economy?
It's both. We want that farmer to go out and buy the next piece of land and the next piece of land and the next piece of land and create the economies of scale and be able to compete in the world. That makes sense to me. We want the small business to go double the production line and not have to worry about the size of his factory, worrying that, oh my God, I may incur estate tax and my family's going to have to sell this business.
What do you make of that argument, Derek?
There are good conservative arguments against the estate tax. So, for example, like you can say it's a tax on thrift because you take two individuals and they both make $20 million. One spends it all on Lamborghinis and Fabergé eggs and they're left with no estate. And another person saves that $20 million for his kids and his grandkids, and he gets taxed. So that makes it a tax on thrift. And I understand that argument. But Gary Cohn is pushing an argument that just doesn't make any sense. First of all, he seems to be explicitly calling for the consolidation of farms in a country that's dealing with the problems of monopoly and market pressure already. So it's a bit of a bizarre argument there. Second, and far most importantly, this idea that the estate tax is destroying the lives of American farmers is an urban legend, or technically speaking, it is a rural legend. It is a rural legend, however, that conservatives have been making for a long time. However, in the early 2000s, the American Farm Bureau Federation was asked to look at this claim that the estate tax was bad for farmers. They couldn't name a single farm that had been lost to the estate tax, not one. This year, there are fewer than 100 farms in America that will owe any estate tax in the U.S., and they'll pay a total tax that's in the single digits. So this is really a canard that I think distracts us from the broader point, which is that there is a good reason to have a tax on inherited wealth to make sure that we have a quality of opportunity for people in the upper middle class, and below.
It's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.